Thankful on the Farm. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Melissa Berniston with today's Accent on Agriculture. As America gets set to celebrate Thanksgiving this week, many farmers are indeed thankful for another year of living off the land.
We still carry on the tradition of being thankful for what the heritage that we've had, what our parents and grandparents have stood for, what our country stands for, and just try to endow into our children what Thanksgiving is really all about and how we need to especially be thankful for America and our state and our county and our rural heritage.
Sam Fusel is a farmer in Houston County, and he, like many others, will stop and give thanks this week for the many blessings they've had throughout the year. And even though it's been one of the toughest years on farmers throughout the state, Macon County farmer Terry Goad says they'll make it through.
Well, how could it be any better? I mean, here we're living in Tennessee, and of course we personally think that's the only place we'd want to live, and things are tough, and anybody that's ever farmed knows that there's good years and bad years, and you know, you make it through it, and those bad years make you appreciate the good ones even more, and they make you a little tougher. So we'll get through it.
And at the Goad household this Thanksgiving, a traditional day will be had with a turkey, dressing, and all the fixings.
My folks and her folks and our neighbors, we just come over and deep fried turkey and just enjoy each other's company and enjoy our parents, my wife and my parents enjoy the grandkids and just, you know, kindly try to give thanks for the freedoms and everything we have.
And Thanksgiving is a special time of year on the farm, and it's a good time to share with others the bounty of American agriculture. Now this is National Farm City Week, which is held each year during the week of Thanksgiving, a time to spread the word about how important agriculture is to our nation. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.